This is JIS News. Coming up, accident and emergency unit at Linstead Hospital to be renovated. Agriculture Ministry seizes illegal honey products and new council chamber opens in St. Elizabeth. The news in detail after this message.
Some of the cases we come across at Sesoka are extremely disturbing. One of the most troubling was the brutal rape of a 13-year-old. The only evidence we had was a stain on our school uniform, so we sent it to the Ministry of National Security Forensics.
After conducting a thorough analysis, we were able to find a DNA match in our database.
I am Enid Ross Stewart from Sesoka, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 competitions in
speech, drama, dance, music and traditional folk forms,
Jamaica gospel song,
children's gospel song,
festival song,
world reggae dance championship,
creative writing,
visual arts,
culinary arts,
and the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen.
Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won.
Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms and other details.
Now the news. Ground has been broken for the renovation of the accident and emergency unit at the Linstead Hospital in St. Catherine. The $76 million project will include the addition of a waiting area, parking area, nebulizer station, examination bays, and triage area. The ambulance bay will also be realigned. Financing was provided by the National Health Fund. The project is expected to be completed in approximately 12 months. Health Minister Horace Daly says the renovated unit should serve to reinvigorate the staff at the hospital as they continue to provide high-quality service to patients.
Let us re-energize ourselves, re-motivate ourselves to ensure that we give the best to our people, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, and our brothers.
Mr. Daly was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony Thursday. The apiculture unit in the Ministry of Agriculture has removed 8 brands of imported honey and 1 brand of bee pollen found on the shelves of some health food stores in Kingston and St. Andrew. The unit says no import permits have been granted by the Chief Plant Protection Officer or the apiculture unit for entry of these products into the island.
We have seized a certain amount of products from 2 parishes, and we are now in possession of these products, which we will request the permission of the minister for destruction of these items.
Acting Chief Plant Protection Officer, Apiculture Unit, Hugh Smith. Mr. Smith is encouraging members of the public to report any sightings of imported honey products. He says the apiculture unit will continue to employ strategies to safeguard the sector, including educating pharmacies, health food stores, and other distributors that the sale and importation of honey products require a permit. A new council chamber has been opened in St. Elizabeth. The building is part of the St. Elizabeth Parish Council and was commissioned by Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott Wednesday. Minister Arscott says the new building forms part of plans to modernize local government services. The new council chamber was built at a cost of $20 million through funding from the ministry and the St. Elizabeth Parish Council. It comprises a mayor's lounge, meeting room, lobby area, and bathrooms. The opening of the chamber is in keeping with plans to construct a new municipal building for the parish at a cost of $50 million. And the Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining is moving to establish coding clubs for girls at institutions that are involved in the Tablets in Schools program. Junior Minister Julian Robinson says the initiative will be led by girls who have benefited from training in coding.
That is just getting off the ground. The young ladies who were trained, we are asking them to go to their clubs, act as ambassadors, and then to establish at their own schools these clubs.
Mr. Robinson was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says the hope is to get more women involved in the information and communications technology discipline and to launch careers in this area. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.